Our sugya brings together the issue of as it's nogeya to three separate inyanim. Bori v'shema, choshven yachol yishova meshalen, and erdeh praticha. Tosis here, you're saying, wonders, are we talking about our case? Ein yodeh mishayavti, ein yodeh praticha. He says, talk about ein yodeh mishayavti. He doesn't get into anything to do with Hevei L'meida, Lo Hevei L'meida. He says, Davka Shomeni Yodem Hilvisani. Hilvisani Yodem Chazat, Loch Matsnikni. Also Bas, Chai. Mekomokom, he says, Por Shapler of Nachman, Mi Matsnikni. Avgav Shemodu Lo Shte Paros. Kevin Shemachza Achaz Hidah. Have a ilu or many odeya in Mishaltani in Lab. I don't know I'm a Shoah or a Socha. And the other one. In Parach, I know they have made Saba Older Shul. The Tulsa any of them, the Schayafti, doesn't add very much. The Tulsa to Rosh here. Says a very Davka Shomer Yodeh in Melvisani. Omer Melvisani Yodeh in this Chazati Lo Chayav. For Rav Nachman. He's a Perek HaGoz. For the Hochi Porch Shapel Rav Nachman. Davka gave the Moder Shemosa Lo Shte Poros. He gave him two Poros. Kevin Shehich Selo Achas. Cheres Mestapik. But Dovo Haroi Lihestapik. Lo Domi, he doesn't give Tulsa his talents. He says, do me a favor, you close the window over there. Sometimes, is the window open there? I thought it was, no. It's all right. That's my allergy, it's just, okay. So Tulsa says, Tulsa Rosh says, and you're then paraita. Wow. Okay, it's close. Don't worry, sit down, Rabbi, sit down. Relax, take it easy. Okay. It's and you're then paraita. I and you're then paraita. So, it says, and you're then hechzat. Ki hoyo lo leida im hechzir im lo hechzir. Dom en yo de im ishantani im lav. Just like this. What's the reason for en yo dea? Im parayti. If I'm chayev, I'll say it sort of simply, I'll give a more technical. If I know I'm chayiv, part of my chiyuv is to know whether I pay or not. That's part of my chiyuv. That's my chiyuv. I borrow money from you. So the halach is, afilu tzalvo be'edim, ein tzorach ufaru be'ed. So I have a schus, I have a nemonis to say paraiti. Anytime it's a chiyuv, even if it's a chiyuv b'yedim, I have nemonos. But I have nemonos, I can say paraiti. I don't have nemonos in any other because I have a chiyuv to say, a chiyuv to know about my paraiti. That idea, any of them paraiti, is only chavalei l'meida. She said, what's the whole difference between any of them is chayavti and any of them paraiti? He doesn't. He says, Hevelah Meida, lo Hevelah Meida. And since lo Hevelah Meida, what's Hevelah Meida? I should know. Once I know I'm Chayim, I have to know whether I fulfilled my Chiyuv. Along comes our friend, Sefer Trumas. The gentleman, it used to be that the Sefer Trumas was impossible to read. And this gentleman in Tavshin Memches, 1988, changed the world, made it totally accessible. It says like this. What happens? Yoresh is a Yoresh. Malva comes and says to him, your father borrowed 100, 1,000, whatever. He says, yeah, I know my father borrowed it, but I don't know if my father paid it back. And you're damn polite. Well, if you go with Chetzkes Chiyuv, I know I'm Chayuv. No Mitzvah Machayuv, I know I'm Chayuv. He walks in from a totally different angle. I should have been careful. Because he wasn't careful. He messed himself up. He said, I'm never to say parayti. I have a chiyuv to know about my parayti. I know I'm chayuv. I have a chiyuv to pay and to be able to say that I paid. That's the only thing I'm a neman to say. And if I don't, I mess myself up because I didn't check carefully to know carefully whether I paid. Aval Yoresh kevin sha'anu ta'anim lo. Yeah, Yoresh doesn't know. The dilma, if the father had, maybe something would have happened. So, he didn't have to know. So, here, he doesn't call Shua Hashem to your ben shnei uben ayosh. That's a separate law in Shua. It may be in Bari Vashem too, we'll see in Avatos. It's a very independent halacha. Any Yodam Parayti is I have to know whether I paid or I didn't pay. Okay. Would the Ramban agree with this? No. Why wouldn't the Ramban agree with it? Because what is the Ramban's case? We have a Safek in the beginning of this Pshias HaNizik. Then after that, the Bakrach was a Vaday Poshea. It may have been nothing because of the previous Pshias HaNizik, but the Bakrach, all he knows is he got a cow. That's all he knows, he got a cow. There is a Pshias HaNizik that'll make him potter. He doesn't know. He has to find it out. Why does he have to find it out? He took responsibility to watch. Ramban wouldn't agree with this B'chal. Has nothing to do with Mechoyev Shrein Yechol Yishava. This is a totally separate thing. Once I know that I'm Chayev, I have to know about my payment. On Mechiyev. This is how what he says. He doesn't talk about Cheskes Chiyuv. Is it Cheskes Chiyuv? I don't care. He says, the moment the Gavra knows, I have to pay. I have nemonis. I have nemonis to say one thing to write. But since I'm a chuyuv to know about my payment, I've been careful to remember about my payment, so I don't have any nemonis to say lo parayti. And any of them, I have nemonis to say parayti. That's all I have nemonis to. No, this is Rabbi Sefer HaTrumas. This is Rabbi Sefer Trumas over here. The Ramban is a separate thing. It has nothing to do with Cheskas Chiyav either. The Ramban begins a simple thing. I have a Maisa Mechayev. That means I'm a Poshea. It may have been previous to that. Previous to that, I may have had a Maisa Poter. That means the Safsara may have been a Poshea. It's a Sophic Pshias Hanizik. And he has no clue. Does he know there is a Safsara? He knows this gentleman came up to him, watch the cow. That's all he knows, watch the cow. The Apotropos comes up to him, watch the cow. That's all he knows. So what is his job to know? To watch the cow. And he has to know if he didn't watch the cow, he has to pay. That's all he knows. In back of it, there's a history that happened before the Apotropos got. That's not his chiyuv. He doesn't know about that. He's not a chiyuv to know about that. Ramban said, Daniel Dan Parayti. Why? Vada Maisa Machayev, Sofak Maisa Palta. From where the Ramban's coming, it's a whole different world.
Really?
Yes.
Could it be even if on the Ramban, you know, Vada Maisa Chir? The fact that the guy has Chir's music is in the segment on the Monday.
What?
Even if on the Ramban,
you have Vada Maisa Chir. Vada Maisa Chir. So all my chiyuvim are to know whether I paid or not. So I didn't pay. So what is that? According to him, it's havig le meida, lo havig le meida. So would the Ramba? So once I know I'm chai, so he says the din of any yodem paraiti is one thing. Once I know I'm chayiv, I have to know whether I paid. That's the halacha of any yodem, which is similar to what the Tosfos Rosh says here. Tosfos Rosh says, what's the difference between your name is chayev and your name for writing? He says, what I'm b'chuyev to know, what I'm not b'chuyev to know. He says, so therefore, why? He's saying it differently than the Ramban and Avos Sugya. Ramban and Avos Sugya says, he gets into all arichas, right? What's the Ramban's arichas? Meshas Meshicha, Meshas Shur Mason, the whole Gemara Ksubis, Baba Kama, it's a whole different thing. He says, no, that's... He says to Tosfos Rosh, that's not what's happening in Avos Sugya. There's certain, once I know I'm chayev, I have to know very carefully about my payment. Here, do I have to, but I'm not mechuyev to know if it's b'shas sha'ail or b'shas schiros, he says. That's what he says. Okay, now, that's this one sefer trash. So he's having a little meida, his lechol has nothing to do whatsoever. We'll have a little meida of the of our Tosfos. In fact, the Tosfos HaRosh, and the Tosfos HaRosh here says a very lechora is not the same as our Tosfos. Our Tosfos says, he says, Kevin Shemachse, Keilu Omeini Odeim Hishalt. I don't know about Shaila. It's a different thing. I don't know about Shaila. There's nothing to. Here he says, because we have a little maid. Here he says, so these are different. I would tell you what the Ramban gets involved in. No. Yes.
In the fear of how they lay that, that we're saying over here, it's not a Rama's opinion. It's just, he's a Shia.
Yeah.
So then it's Russian.
What, if you take a look on Asivis, when he says, Mishum Pshiu. It's not, he used the phrase, Hahudi Yifsar Anavshim. He messed himself up. He wasn't Mekayim Zichiyuvim. Which then Sivit says the same thing, Mishum Pshiyus. It's a Pshiyo.
The Russian Rav Kama is in the context of Tov, but Havlilayda itself, he's. Oh,
but he was not talking about any of them Parayti, right? He's talking about separate. No. Now we get next Tosis. Any of the. He brings together, and we'll see if they're logically independent or so, just technically independent. Evelyn Ameida in Bori Vishema, and Evelyn Ameida in Shvua. Now, Evelyn Ameida, so Tosfos begins as follows. According to, he comes up with his klal, and the difference between the sugya in Baba Kama, Shoshanag and Sapara, and this other sugyas. He says, what is it? It says, because I need, according to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, I need a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua. He says, what now? And he explains, what is the reason for such a law? It's not Stama. There is, if I come in with a Bori and I know the person cannot contradict me, so it's much easier for me to lie. But if I know the person is going to contradict and potentially disprove me and say what I'm saying is an absolute, and show that I'm a liar and embezzlement, so I'm going to come in with much more in back of me. That's what Tosis says. That's the first thing he says. Now, then, now we get to a very, very, I'm just going to, the purpose of today is just to outline all the things, and hopefully next year, Mitzvah Shabli Neder, Kodesh Baruch Hu will enlighten me, and I'll be able to understand it. So we'll say the reasons for this whole thing. Yeah. So he says, it's a Gemara Baba Basra. Now, we have Toma, B'yesh Nochon. So, Ochi Enu Nema. He knows his other brothers don't know about it. So therefore he can come in and say, wait one second. Tosis is telling us here a bunch of major ideas. First of all, what are we talking about? Is this Bari Vashem or this not Bari? What's the whole problem of Bari Vashem to be Motsim and a Motsim not Motsim? What happens? A man dies. And he leaves $1 million in the bank. Comes along and he has 4 sons. Someone shows up and says, I'm also a son. 20 years ago, he went away on a business trip. And I'm his son from that business trip. Bang. And one brother says, yeah, I know about the story. The other says, I don't know. I don't know. So, who's muchzuk on this money? You have $1 million in a bank account. So, is anybody muchzuk on it? Or not muchzuk on it? Where am I taking away from muchzuk? The question is now, who's the yoresh? They split it on 4 pieces, or they split it in 5 pieces. He says, I'm getting 1/5. And they say, no, we get each 1/4, and you get 0. But the money, l'chore, is in limbo. Money l'chor is in limbo. And since the money is in limbo, so why is it mochzer? That's the first question. I have to ask in the sugya. Number one. Number two, what does Tosa say? Tosa tells you a very important thing. It has nothing to do with a Shema Geruah. It has only to do with a Bari Tov. Why? What is Shema Geruah? I should know and I don't know. Therefore, it's a Chash Meshach. Wait one second. I have to know what happened. And that's not what Tosa says. Tosa says, no, because the one who says Bari, he doesn't know what proofs are going to be produced someday. So the proofs that are going to contradict are not coming from the other brothers. They're coming from somewhere out in the world. So what is Tosa telling us? Tosa is telling us a very interesting idea. That when do we say Bari Rishem or Bari Yodif? If the Bari is so confident that he can be contradicted or not contradicted. And here the contradiction may come out from who knows where. It has nothing to do with the Shema being Garua. has only thing to do with the Bari being Tov. First thing Tosfos says. A Bari Tov, according to Avunah, can be Motzim and Motzim. Now we have to understand what a Motzim can. Okay. Yeah. And those of you who may have sometime in your life learned Shnei Motzim will have learned there's a Gemara in Yavamis, Daflamet Chesam and Aleph. Okay. Of Sofik for Yavim. Okay. So, the following case. That's that. The halacha of Yibum is a man dies without children. So, he's a, he and, he's Miyabim the wife, he gets the entire Yerusha. Okay. So the word says, Sofik v'yabim shabor lacho, v'nich tzai sapo. Sofik omar, the Sofik says, Ano b'amisna. I am the son of the dead man. Ano b'amisna. Is the palka. V'yabim omar ad b'ro didi. You're my son. What happened? He was miyabim immediately after the person died. And it's unclear whether the child who was born 9 months later is from the dead man or from the Abba. Okay, now, the dead man's father, the grandfather now, died. That means that there's Yaakov, and he had a son, Reuven, who died. And Shimon was Miyabim Eshes Reuven. And then they had a son, Levi. Okay. So, then Yaakov dies, so the Shimon, who is the Meyavim, says, Yaakov had one son, that's me, I get the whole Yerusha. Comes along Levi and says, no. I'm really Reuven's son, so whatever Reuven should have got, I get. And we split it 50-50. And comes Shimon and says, no, you're my son. So, and I was Miyabim, and I get all of Reuven's Yerusha, and I get the whole thing now. Oh, that's the case. So, the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says, what's the story? Sofik and Vadai. Sofik Motzim Midei Vadei. What does that mean? It's a concept called Yerusha Sabayis. Tisa Sabayis. What does that mean? After a person dies, the property doesn't immediately go, let's say the two sons 50-50, no. It belongs to something called Tisa Sabayis. Call it the estate in in common law, it's called the estate. It belongs to the estate. Each person who's a Yoresh has a Schus Yerusha in the estate. That makes me a Mochsik in the estate. So what happens? In this case, Shimon Vadai has a Schus Yerusha in the estate. Because he's definitely a son of Yaakov. Levi may have a Swiss Yerusha in the estate, may not have a Swiss Yerusha. So the Gemara says, what is therefore, Shimon is a Mochsik, because he has definitely a Swiss Yerusha in the estate. Levi as a Sofik Swiss Yerusha in the estate. So since Shimon definitely is a Mochsik and Levi is a Sofik, he can't take it away from Shimon as a Mochsik, and Shimon gets the entire estate. Okay. That means, what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara tells us that someone who's a Vadai Schus Yerusha is a Mochsik, and a Sofik Schus Yerusha is trying to take it away from the Mochsik. And that's the background for our case here. That there are four brothers who are Vadai have a Schus Yerusha. There's someone else comes from outside, And the question, does he have a schus yirush or not? So he wants to take it away from the mochsin. He tied his bari, and they tied his sofek. And there's a bari. So, and there's one brother who also tied if. So if he just showed up and said, I'm here, so that's halacha, you're coming from nowhere. So that's more involved. But one time, one brother tied his bari. The Gemara brings in bari v'shem bari yotif. What about according to Rav Huna? Question is, why is he bari? Can't be contradicted. The answer is, someone from out there is going to contradict. Some evidence is going to come. So you see from Tosis, their shema, they didn't have to know their father. What happened with their father 20 years ago? Didn't have to know. They don't know what happened to their father. It's not that it's a chsor in them. Ahudi ifsir anavshe. No, ahudi ifsir anavshe. Right? So, you can't say that they're messing themselves up. So you see from Tosis, the whole thing depends on what? The strength of the bari. He goes in knowing he'll never be contradicted. Or he goes in with a suffix, I may end up being contradicted. From where? From the other side or from out there somewhere in the world? Take a look. Okay, that's Bari Vishem. Bari Vishem. So Tosis is telling us how he understood this idea of Bari Tov. Now, is that the same idea as Mitoshen Yochel Yishav Mashalim or not? We don't know yet. Then Tosis continues. But if you take, before we do that, there's a Ramban. Ramban disagrees with Tosis. Ramban in Ksubas Yudei Samad Bey says, he says, goes through our whole thing. He says, "V'hod yakshim perak hashov masnit nishula schura for Nachman perak bayis aliyah kulu boridet hu gomo v'shemet hu gorua shoyilo leida in schura im shula." You're supposed to know, if I have such a deal back and forth, shula schura, shula schura, shula schura, I'm supposed to know. V'cheino yol ezel hakir, ovinu, kama, shizemaki, avonov, I have to know my property. What do you guys think, Pershin or Oshlin, Gabin Mies, this is Achi Eno Nem, Kun Bishon, who Eno No Yod. So he says, the mills that we did with Gloria, who buried the day, buried my Alia, he, which Shemmy did do Garua, she Efshe Shalom Shamo. He said, it's not reasonable that their father had a child that he didn't talk about. It's unreasonable. Father had a child off in the other side of the world, he would have talked about it, on the 99% of the cases. What do you see from the Ramban when he talks about Bari Tov Hashem Garua? If not, he's satisfied with the Bari Tov. In addition to the Bari Tov, he needs a Hashem Garua. That's why he has to come up with those. How do they know what their father did? I don't know. He says in 99% of the case, the father would have taught about it. And because the father knows people are going to know, people are going to talk, and so he might as well tell his sons. Okay. Ein chanami. So what's the difference? Very simple. Those don't, can you blame him? You can't blame him if they don't know. He says, let's go back to our Tosis. Tosis doesn't say what the Ramban says. Tosis says, it's going to happen from another angle. So someone else is going to contradict it. Okay. But this is, we're Tosis and the Ramban are coming up. We'll have to put the whole picture together. I'm just making all my different points as I'm coming through. See what is being said and what's not being said. Okay. Okay. If you mark a mitzvah, someone of no, massive, how am I talking? Any of day, or come a lamb, it has stood, madam, low social number. Have a bori tov. Why? Shiragilus lahakir avonim, afilu aim bohem simen. A person recognizes his own. What do they have? They didn't build like we built today. They built with stones. So I have the walls of my house and all the stones of the walls of my house. Normal people will recognize it because you live with it all the time. There's a little crack here, there's a little dent here, there's a little this here, there's a little that there. They'll recognize which stones it is. He says, so therefore, it's something that I will assume the other person is also going to know. Because it's something people are rogil to know. So therefore, I'm going to assume the other person is going to know. The Ramban says, since I assume the other person knows, if I say I don't know, a normal person knows. So that means there's something wrong with it, because a normal person is going to recognize what stones are in his house, what stones are not in his house. The Ramban is always, and that's the difference between Tosfos and the Ramban here. One says, I absolutely don't care about the Shema. I just have to know that the Bori is afraid of being contradicted. That's all I have to know. The other one says, no, you also have to blame the Shema. Something's wrong with him because he doesn't know. There are very two opposing ways of understanding in Bori and Shema what the difference is between a Bori and a Shema. Then Tosis moves on to a very interesting thing. Okay. Then all sometimes says, and for the same reason, there in the Gemara of Bava Kamma, we say he's not a mechuyish of any chulishav of mashalim. You could read this Tosfos in two ways, and that's going to be a key way in understanding what Tosfos is all about. One is simply, technically, that's the you have to go through the sugya that way. Or no, the same logic in one is the same logic in the other. Now, but it's not so simple. Why? But you should be very careful with what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, let's just read what Tosfos says. On the nitva of Shema. Why? We'll have a little later. He's, I agree. What does he say? I agree my shore killed your cow. I don't agree that my shore killed your levlad. It was still born before. So, he says, and the Mazik said, I don't know, I wasn't there. But there's no way he could have known. No way he could have known. So Tosfos doesn't say, when Tosfos have a little bit, he's talking about the Nizik, he's talking only about the Nizik or even the Mazik. That's what's going to happen. If it's one issue or it's two issues. Tosfos slides from one into the other. He may indicate that it's all one issue. I don't know. Then he gets to the Gemara Ksubas. Bori Garua or Shematov, he says. Shloma, and he goes on. Now, if you take a look in the Gemara and Ksubas, works, so this goes like this. Let's just outline everything so you have all the pieces of the puzzle right in front of you. The Gemara Ksuvah says like this. She claims that he owes her a full Ksuvah because she was Nansa after the Eris and after the Ksuvah was written. He says, I don't know when this thing happened. So it's the Gemara says, Bari Vishama. Yosef. And it goes through. The Gemara goes through. Amram Gamliel, Bar Yod, Lamber, we say. I kind of call my Rabbi Gamliel Hossam, Elo de Ike Migo. Mark tells us a very interesting thing. Even though Bar Yoshimba, La Bar Yodif, but if you add to the Bar Yamigo, then it is Bar Yod. The Gemara says, then afterwards. No, there's also Chazak. She's Bari. He's Shem. Add to her Bari that she has a Cheska. She was born. She has a Chazak. She was a Psulif at one time before. Yeah. So what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us a very, very simple thing. That Bari Rishem of Bari Odis, that's why it says Treyampi. When I add to that another factor of Chosar Nemonis, then that solves the whole problem. That solves the whole problem. And then Bari Odis. That means, Bari, what is the Gemara telling us? And that's a very key thing the Gemara is telling us. That when there's an advantage to the Bari over the Odis. He knows what he's talking about. The other one's confused. Oh, there's an advantage. But that's not enough to know the moment. But if I have another advantage of Amigo, of the Chazaka, that's fine. And that's the Ramban we saw in the Sefer Trumas. It's also another factor of Chazaka Namor. You add that to Bari Vishama, takes care of it completely. So Bari Vishama, Bari Odef, there's a Chazaka Namor. You add one other thing in the Chazaka Namor, so then the Bari wins. But by itself, it's not enough to be Maltzim Mamun. You add something else. Comes along. So this is what the Gemara says there in the case of, now Tosa says, but is it a Bari Tov? It's not a Bari Tov. Well, Bava's Tosa, is it a Bari Tov? Not a Bari Tov. The Gemara seems to say that according to Ma'anam, Bari Sham Bari Tov, she went, but Lo Avele Lameda. He doesn't know what happened to her. How's he supposed to know what happened to her? That's what Tosis is bothered by. Abu Kasha, the Perikamah, the Ksubis, Masik Shmuel, Krab Shim Gamliel Doma, Hina Menes Loma, Mishar Stani Nas.
I built from the whole Gemara and Baba Kama. I built the whole theory of having the Lameda, according to Rav Huna. The Gemara is against the whole binyan. I've been going through all these Gemaras. I'm explaining all these Gemaras and arranging it all. He says, it's against it.
Inami
He says, no, there in Baba Kama, there are a number of different pshatim. The fact that I say you need a Bari Tov, and it's proved from the Gemara in Baba Kama, that's one manda oma there in Baba Kama. So Tosis is telling us this whole idea of Bari Tov and Shema Garua in Rav Huna itself is a machlokas amaraya. In Tom Avogad Dorchim Ksuba Sahid Rav Gamal, Ad Hod Rav Yehuda Rav Shmuel, Isbe Perikol Nishboyim, Amrimi Tol Shem Yochli Shov Mashalim, Kain Tzar Vimor Libiot Halom Eni Yodei Chayim, Lo Hochi Tikshi Lo, Masim Dohocho, Lo Motz Lishnu B'Shei Tzeg Shem Venei, Bishleil, Tzar Yishap Potom. Now, this is the outline of the Sikha. What do we have to understand? So we have, now, so let's just sort of outline where you have Havilei Medas, and do they combine or they don't combine. One thing you see very clear there in the Maskon of the Gemara in Ksubas there. And when you say Bori Veshem or Bori Odif, the moment you combine it with something else, then everyone says Bari Odif. With Amigo, with a Chazaka, according to Ramban, with a Chiyav Shvua. That you see. So, what is it? It's not a Nef Namonat Motzim Amochsev. You widen the gap, and Buzz does become. Okay. That's one thing you see very clear from there, that it's a problem of Nemonis. You add extra things to double up, and that works. Is that the same halacha of Mokhin Shnei Yochli Shav HaMashalim? Okay. So, the Ramban says that's the exact same halacha. Whether or not you need for this gap heavily debated or not, that's the difference between the Ramban and the Tshuva and the Ramban and Ksuba. But the Ramban has two separate issues. He's saying there that you combine Bavari Reshema with the Chiyav Shvua, then you have to pay. So going to the Ramban, Chamashin Yodana is not a Din and Shvua. So we said before, Mechoy Yishu and Yochoy Yishu and Mashal is not a Din and Shvua. What is it? It's a din in the chsar and the monas. That's all, and therefore it has nothing to do with shuas hashomer. We said that before. That's it. All works out. Now, when do you? How big the gap is? How much is? Do you need to have a lele meida? You don't have a lele meida. Something else. The Ramban says in Ksubas you need to have a lele meida. Why? And the two parts of the have a lele meida. One part of the have a lele meida is the Bari, and the other part of the Havilei Meida is the Shema. You need a bad Shema and a good Bari. That's what you need. We'll have to understand. Tosfos says, no, it's only the terms in the Bari. No. So this is, now, how is it one of Ishvu, one halacha with Bari Vashem? It's two separate halachas. That admits Hashem, but this is the outline of the sugya, where everyone is, and admits Hashem will next year, I don't know, tomorrow, I have my son Rav Roms making verse for grandson, but no later than Sunday, admits Hashem, we'll be able to just see the whole picture, how everything we've been doing together fits together. Then we move on.